set up my homemade Batman suit to protect this city from crime and to keep all the light of goodness burning in our city's hearts and minds. I just didn't want any more bullies, and I thought that everyone cared about money too much, and we were all giving up too easily to a power that we didn't understand. I set out in my homemade Batman suit. I did not really know what to do. I just hung around empty buildings and on rooftops, and I waited and I waited, and I heard crying. I heard there's a death rattle angel guts from a man in a purple suit standing over the edge of the building and looking down. When he turned to face my face, I saw that his face was painted like a clown. He said, "Oh my God, our hair, you're the one I've needed. Save me, the loneliness and pain and tears of all made me homesick for my grave. Now I'd rather crack like an egg over Gotham City and stay here another day, but we both could jump and I'll hold you tight in your wings. You carry us far away." And I wished I stayed at home that night and read comic books instead. That's right, I do not know how to save this life, and I wish that I was dreaming, because the real Batman suit is made of titanium and Kevlar and of things I can't afford and things I don't even know exist. Yeah, yeah, the real Batman suit is made of titanium and Kevlar, and the real Batman has courage, and he has money, power, respect. Tell I was nervous and maybe thought it was funny, cause right then he picked me up by the scruff of my neck and held me over the edge, and he said, "Well, you could go by yourself, you know, if you really don't want my company." And I said, "No, no, 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 no," and I almost peed in my pants, and then I hit him hard and he didn't care. He just laughed and said, "Do it again."